2 months ago, the Fish and Wildlife Service took the gray wolf population in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan off the list of endangered and threatened species. That allowed Wisconsin to again euthanize wolves that are harming livestock. But three national groups have just filed a lawsuit over the federal action. Rebecca Judd is an attorney with the Humane Society of the United States. She says the Bush administration has opened the door to large attacks on the wolf population.
We don't think that the wolf's recent progress towards recovery should now be squandered by exposing them to killings and state-authorized hunting and trapping programs. Unfortunately, the reason why the wolf was endangered to begin with was inadequate state management.
Judd contends Minnesota's wolf population could be cut 50%. The Fish and Wildlife Services is just starting to review the lawsuit. But agency spokeswoman Georgia Parham says the states in the western Great Lakes region do have good plans for protecting the gray wolf. And she says her agency is preparing a 5-year monitoring effort.
If something happened and we were, again, concerned about the status of the wolf, we can initiate relisting. Based on what we see right now, we wouldn't envision that.
So far, the wildlife groups are not asking for an injunction that would immediately halt the lethal controls on problem wolves. The Wisconsin DNR says it has euthanized 3 wolves this spring, and another was legally shot while attacking a pet. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.